Welcome to The Creative Catalyst, a relaxed, friendly, conversational program which discusses innovative ideas using familiar vocabulary. Mark Ty Warden, a music technologist, informal logician, and author of three books, presents ideas using a process of cumulative selection. Like life, there are no right or wrong answers, yet some ideas consequently outlive others. Sit back, enjoy a little lateral thinking, and motivate your own creative genius.
We live in a modern multicultural and polytheistic society of beliefs, philosophies, religions, sciences, and truth, with Wikipedia as our scriptures and social networks as our boundaries. I share my worldview with agnostics and Zen monks alike. Even the Dalai Lama is on Twitter, and Almighty God, though I think she has someone running her account for her, because I asked for a Jaguar for Christmas, and I did not get one. I've been given a diagnosis of Asperger's syndrome, which means I take things quite literally. So when they handed me the diagnosis of Asperger's, I said, okay, and put it in my pocket. I just accept things at face value, and then I start to think about them. Because most things people tell you at face value are lies, and they need to be investigated. Because I have to make sure people are telling the truth. And I accept things at face value because I have been given a diagnosis of Asperger's syndrome. Let's take the atmosphere in this room, for example. When I look at the dictionary, atmosphere has two meanings. One of them means an envelope of gas, so relating to this room, it would be the air in it. The other one means the prevailing tone or mood of a place. So if I say this room has a good atmosphere and everyone is happy and the room is full of dust, then I am telling a lie. But if I say this room has a good atmosphere and I am saying it is free of dust but everyone is miserable, then I am also telling a lie. When I was a child, they told me a story about God, and that was a lie too. Can you see why it was a lie? When I look at the dictionary, God has three meanings and an exclamation. The dictionary says, God is the creator and ruler of the universe. The dictionary says, God is a superhuman being. The dictionary says, a God is an admired or influential person. And it gives an example of an exclamation. Oh God, I just ran over a cat with my car. Can you call a vet? Actually, that was a lie. It really says, my God, why didn't you tell us sooner to give emphasis to a statement or declaration? But I thought saying running a cat over and calling a vet would make you laugh. But I do not know why I think you would think it is funny to run over a cat. I just think that it will make you laugh, and you will think that I am funny, and then you will like me. I have been given a diagnosis of Asperger's syndrome, which means I take things literally. So when they handed me the diagnosis of Asperger's, I said, okay, and put it in my pocket. When they gave it to me, I just accepted the diagnosis at face value. But now, I don't. I accept things at face value because I accept things at face value, not because I've been given a diagnosis of Asperger's syndrome. And then I start to think about them. Taking things literally, accepting things at face value, does not mean I have Asperger's syndrome. So having a diagnosis of Asperger's syndrome does not mean I have Asperger's syndrome. It just means I accept things at face value, and then I think about them. I've been thinking about God for a very long time, but I'm not sure God has been thinking about me. Unless I am God, but I do not think I am God, because if I was God, I would give myself a Jaguar for Christmas, and I would drive it very fast. And I would drive it on the motorway, and there would be no speed limit, and people would have to get out of my way because they would say, God is coming and he is driving in his Jaguar and he is going very fast and we need to get out of his way or he will smash into us and kill us, and their car will be broken into little pieces and strewn across the motorway, and there will be pools of blood and cogs and wheels and trees. and they will have to send an ambulance with a loud siren. And God does not like ambulances with loud sirens, because God has got Asperger's syndrome, and loud sirens make him jump or get overloaded, and then he will twitch and act strangely. So we had better get out of his way, because we do not want him to do that, because it's weird. And when I think like this, and I tell people I'm thinking like this, they look at me, and I do not understand their facial expressions, and they say, God almighty, Mark, are you mental? And I take things at face value, and I think that I must be mental, and I get very upset. And I even went into a hospital to find out if I was mental once, but they said I was not mental, and that thinking about being mental was a symptom of panic disorder and agoraphobia. When I was younger, sometimes I did not go out for a very long time. I once stayed in my flat for several months and only went out if my friend would come to the shop with me, and I ate toast and Marmite, and I got very thin, and my mum said she used to worry about me. But this is not all about me, and I should not talk about me, because I am not God, because I am not superhuman, and I do not have a Jaguar. And this talk is about God and telling lies, and I have to make sure people are telling the truth. I do not have to make sure people are telling the truth because I believe in God. I think God is probably a lie. But I do not think I'm agnostic, because that would presume that there is a God there to negate. I think I am ignorant of people who are telling lies, because I do not know what their facial expressions mean. Like when my ex-wife looked at my eyes and said she did not have sex with the window cleaner. I thought she was telling the truth, so I stayed married to her for a bit longer. And I think I'm ignorant of God, so I think I'm agnostic. And agnosticism is actually a word, so I must be right, because it means the view that a coherent definition of God must be presented before the question of the existence of God can be meaningfully discussed. And it is synonymous with theological non-cognitivism, and skips the step of first asking, what is meant by God, before proclaiming the original question, does God exist, as meaningless. So it says that God might be a lie, but it does not tell a lie about God. And now I do not know what I have done to the atmosphere in this room, and I am worried that someone will say, God almighty, Mark, that speech was mental. And then I will have to take what they say at face value, because I do not understand their facial expressions. And I will get very upset, and I will not go out for a very long time, and I will have to go to hospital again to ask them if I am mental.
If you enjoyed this program, you can find out more about Mark from likebeing.com, your first stop for creative thinking. Mark Ty Warden is a music technologist, informal logician, and author of three books.